From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China Monday blocked a draft United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. U.S. Deputy Ambassador Michelle Sisson was not pleased.
With a wave of their hands, Russia, China, and Venezuela showed that they don't want the suffering of eastern Aleppo to end.
The vote on the resolution was 11 in favor, 3 opposed, and 1 abstention. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin said the resolution would only worsen the suffering of civilians by enabling rebels to regroup. A Gambian court has ordered the release of an opposition leader and 18 other political prisoners. The release order comes just days after President Yahya Jammeh lost an election and agreed to step aside. NATO foreign ministers hold year-end talks Tuesday in Brussels. They will be focusing on forging closer ties with the European Union. The EU recently unveiled an ambitious new plan for defense funding and research.
Je suis candidat à la présidence.
France's socialist prime minister, Manuel Valls, has announced he will run for president in next year's election, speaking Monday to an audience outside of Paris. Mr. Valls said he will quit his job as prime minister on Tuesday in order to focus on his run for president. He will face other candidates in the Socialist Party primary scheduled for January. If Valls wins the primary, he would run against former Prime Minister François Fillon. France's presidential election takes place in 2 rounds, next April and May. This is VOA News. The foreign ministers of China and Iran are urging the governments that signed the Iran nuclear accord to continue to adhere to the agreement regardless of what they call any changes in the domestic situations of the countries concerned. Their remarks would appear to be directed at U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who said on the campaign trail this year that he would renegotiate the terms of the agreement and increase its enforcement, calling the pact, quoting now, "the dumbest deal I think I've ever seen." None of the other parties to the agreement has expressed interest in dismantling it. Trump has picked neurosurgeon Ben Carson, formerly one of his Republican rivals, to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development when the new administration takes office. Trump met with a number of people on Monday, including former Democratic Vice President Al Gore. Afghanistan's Senate Monday said it will investigate growing military ties between Taliban insurgents and Iran and Russia. Afghan Senate Chairman says there is evidence of Russian and Afghan cooperation with the Taliban. He said reports of foreign links to the Taliban are worrisome. Russia is allegedly helping and arming the Taliban in a bid to contain the influence of Islamic State affiliates in Afghanistan and prevent them from threatening neighboring Central Asian states. Iran is accused by Afghan officials of harboring Taliban fighters from Afghanistan in cross-border areas, but Iran has denied those accusations. The United Nations is launching a record appeal of $22.2 billion to provide assistance for nearly 93 million of the world's most vulnerable people. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations says the world is facing the biggest humanitarian crisis since World War II. It says more than 128 million people affected by conflict, displacement, and natural disasters need urgent support. Of this number, the UN is appealing for money to help nearly 93 million of the most acutely vulnerable people in need of immediate life-saving assistance. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien says money from this multi-billion dollar appeal will make a vital difference in the lives of tens of millions of people. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Monday he will visit Pearl Harbor later this month. He will be the first Japanese leader to visit the U.S. naval base that Japan bombed in 1941. The surprise attack precipitated the American entry into World War II. Abe said he would visit the Pearl Harbor Memorial with U.S. President Barack Obama to pray for the war dead. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.